Now in chapter 35 is a remarkable chapter in here. And let me say just this word concerning it. I read now first, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir. Prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I'll stretch out mine hand against thee, and I'll make thee most desolate. I'll lay thy cities waste. Now this was Edom, and in Edom there was this rock-hewn city that was known as Petra. It's there today, but there's no area any more desolate than that area. Now, God says here, verse 9, I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy cities shall not return, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Now, he said that back in the 25th chapter, verse 14. He says it again. Now, why is this inserted at this particular point? God is doing it for a very definite reason. That Edom, actually, Esau was the brother of Jacob, and he became his bitterest enemy. This nation did. It hurt them probably more than anyone else. And they represent the enemy of God in this world, the enemy that's going to rise in the last day under Antichrist against God. And I believe the enemy's brought in for that purpose, to show that God is giving a program here. And the program goes like this. These people are to be restored to the land, a place of blessing. Then the people, as they've been restored to the land, they're put there in peace. But the enemy is still about. Then God judges the enemy. And we're going to see that when we get over here to the 38th and 39th chapters. And then we're going to see the worship of these people of God, living in peace and blessing. What a glorious future is ahead for them. And that's given to us here.